You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Eat pasta, and you could help the people whose lives were shattered by the powerful earthquake that struck central Italy. One of Detroit's top chefs is joining chefs worldwide in serving a special pasta dish, and he's calling on other Michigan restaurants to do the same. Chef Luciano Del Signore of Bacco in Southfield and Big Allura in Southfield, Ann Arbor, and Royal Oak. What is the dish, and why is it so significant in helping earthquake victims?
Well, first of all, Cindy, thank you for having me. The area that got hit the hardest by this earthquake was a town called Amatrice. And Amatrice was famous for inventing a pasta called pasta alla matriciana. Was invented right in that town that incidentally happens to be one of my favorite go-to pastas.
Really? So this is one you've made a lot?
A lot. I serve it to my friends and family on a regular basis. And it happened to be the 50th anniversary celebration going on in this town over that pasta celebration 3 or 4 days after the earthquake. And people were swelling into that town in anticipation of this big celebration festival they were going to have there. So there was more people in Amatrice than there normally is. Because of the celebration of the creation of that pasta. So, you know, it became very devastating. The count is, I think, surpassed 300 people, which is just awful, and counting, as I know there's still people still missing.
What's in this dish? Tell us what it takes.
So pasta alla matriciana is made with guanciale, and guanciale is a cured pork jowl, and it's very similar to pancetta, and a lot of chefs use pancetta in Italian bacon in place of guanciale. But it's simple. It's sautéed guanciale, a little bit of hot pepper seeds for spice, onion, Italian plum tomatoes, spaghetti, or the traditional pasta is bucatini, parsley, and pecorino romano cheese. Those are the ingredients in the dish. We're going to post up recipes on how the dish should be made on our website and all the participating chefs. We told the chefs and restaurants who are doing this to, you know, if they can use an original recipe, I could give them a recipe, or they could be creative and create something special on their own.
And you're getting lots of chefs chiming in. So what's the idea? I can come into Bacco or Big Allura or any of the participating ones and order this dish?
That is correct. So we're having table cards made for the participating restaurants. We have 40 restaurants in metropolitan Detroit alone that are already signed on to this. And you go into any one of these restaurants, and you'll see the card on the table. You order spaghetti alla matriciana for $15, and 100% of those proceeds go to the fund.
And this starts, you're getting ready to get this launched as soon as possible, I'm sure.
It's the entire month of September. So we're starting September the 1st through the end of the month. And then at the end of the month, we'll tally up the proceeds. I hope we originally asked to make at least $50,000 for the fund. I think we're going to get close to 100.
It's good to know you can harness the power of great pasta and help this town.
Yes, absolutely. It really needs help. I mean, everybody has seen the pictures on TV, and it's devastational to see these 500, 600, and 700-year-old buildings in ruins.
Chef Luciano Del Signore of Bacco and Big Allura, spearheading the cause to serve this wonderful... I want you to say it again, Chef, because you say it so well.
Bucatini alla matriciana from the town of Amatrice.
Wonderful. Chef, thanks for being with us today on Stateside.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.